7. Well, my next guests are celebrating the heritage of the 17th and 18th centuries. They bring music to rural communities in their opera bus. Great idea. La Rêveuse are bringing birdsong to the French Institute in London tomorrow. And Florence Bolton and Benjamin Pierrot are with me now with their instruments. Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
Did you arrive by opera bus?
No. It should take some time.
Mike, is it a big bus? I hope it is.
Well, it's a usual bus. Well, not an English bus with two decks,
okay.
But a French bus.
And you literally take the operas with you as you go?
You mean you take...
You take everything with you?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You mean the instruments?
And, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, you're bringing us birdsong tonight, and I suppose, Benjamin, everybody has been influenced by birdsong, every composer, haven't they?
Yes, it's a very interesting topic for composers, sure. And maybe birds gave the idea to the human being to make music.
Well, I mean, I know people have annotated sort of birdsong. Have you done that? Have you listened to birdsong and made musical sense of it?
Yes. I don't know if we'll listen to birds first, but maybe because we had the idea of this program during the lockdown, as we spent hours watching birds from our window. And then came the idea to make a program on bird songs and try to find out why birds had fascinated composers.
Absolutely. Well, I know sometimes you can playing the music at home and you hear the birds answering.
Yes.
Outside.
Yes, that's
right. They do take part. And
yeah.
I'm sure they've got a lot better notes than some of us. What are you going to play for us first? We have a short prelude. Why have you chosen this piece by Marie Marais?
Because when we want to play birdsong, you need a wind instrument, and the recorder player will be here tomorrow. He's not here today because he has a concert in Lugano tonight. So for the two of us, we thought maybe Marais would be a good idea because it's for our instruments, gamba and thiarbo, and
okay,
it's French music.
Okay, I think I'll be the bird in the background, just whistling gently.
Oh, great.
So don't take any notice of me.
And thank it's very you. Soothing music.
Good. Well, I'll let you reunite your instruments.
Okay.
We'll meet you shortly, Florence Bolton and Benjamin Perrault. A little prelude from the Pièce de Viol by Marine Marais. Instruments just coming out of captivity. They didn't travel by bus. They're very lovely and they make a very lovely sound as well. So make sure they are in harmony with each other.
Thank you.
Well, that was a beautiful curtain raiser. Thank you very much indeed. More to come from Florence and Benjamin later. That was Marine Marais. And their wind player will arrive in time for the concert tomorrow. I hope he's getting an early flight from Lugano, I trust. Or maybe flying. It's the time to 22 minutes past the hour on Radio 3. And that's where you are. I'm going to get it right eventually. La Refuse are bringing us Birdsong. They're bringing London tomorrow. The wind arrives, the birds arrive on the first swallow in the morning. But it's a great pleasure to have the theorbo of Benjamin Pierrot and the bass gamba of Florence Bolton with us tonight. They're playing Marie Marais, and it's a little rondo from his pièce de viol. One's called Villeneuve and the other's Les Troyères. Do we know who they are?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay, they're anonymous then. And if you know, please let us know. But I think the music will speak beautifully itself. Thank you very much indeed, Florence Bolton and Benjamin Perrault, with music by Brahim Marais from his pièce de viol Le Rondo Villeneuve and the Rondo Les Trailleurs. We know not to what they refer. Even these great experts of the 17th and 18th century are not quite sure. Very nice, just of a little mystère, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Well, part of Ensemble La Rêveuse bringing birdsong tomorrow, and we've said already birdsong's been there since the Middle Ages onwards, really, in music. Birds have influenced everyone. Just to remind you of what you've been up to, apart from the touring about in the opera bus, which I think is fabulous, you do operas for children, you do things for puppeteers, you've got a Carnival of the Animals in Peril. Seems to me a really wonderful thing to remind us all of. And then you have Les Ateliers de Musique Ancienne in Orléans. So is that a library? What is it?
It's a kind of academy for amateurs who want to play Baroque music, sometimes on Baroque instruments. Mm-hmm. Because in Orléans, most of people don't know about early music, so it's a kind of way of introducing music and making music with amateur.
Yeah, they're beautiful instruments, of course. Your theorbo is marvellous. I mean, anyone hasn't seen one. We get quite a lot through here, but they are big. They're about, how tall are they? Taller than you, really, Benjamin, isn't your theorbo?
Yeah, it's about 1 metre and 40, I think.
1.40 meters, that's very precise. Right, that's tall. Florence's bass viol, which I see is very beautifully decorated with
birds.
Which came first, the decoration and the viol, and your interest in birds?
The decoration on the viol.
It was not on purpose, but
yes, yeah, well, the interest came after.
It is absolutely meant. Is this the first time you've been here at the Institut Français tomorrow?
Yes, right? Yes, first time.
First time.
Yes, I'm very happy.
I'm just very, very sad you didn't come in the opera bus and bring everybody with you. Next time.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Next time we'll get you a special parking space.
The problem is to drive on the other side.
Yeah.
Through the tunnel.
Yeah, you can do it. But I mean, how often do you do this? Is it just in France? Do you go to a little different regions?
Well, we have stopped doing this opera bus tour. We did it 2 years, quite a year ago. Okay. But it belongs to another company who owns it and wants now to use it for its own tours.
Take it back. Take it back.
yes, with pleasure.
Appeal to their better neighbor, nature. Well, you were actually taking us to this country next, and really music by James Oswald from his Caledonian companion book of 1760. And it's called Hogamar Fain, but it's Hogamar Fain a Sawy Lynn, I know roughly. I mean, that's my, I can do the Irish, but it's Scots Gaelic, slightly different. But it's basically, we brought the summer with us. So is this a bright and sparkly piece?
Well, a kind of melancholic ballad, I would say.
Well, that's Celtic weather for you.
But I'm really happy to hear the name of this piece, because we recorded it in France, and so everyone says, "How do you pronounce it?"
I may not be exactly au text, but that was a decent
yes, a decent pronunciation.
From the Irish Celtic point of view. Thank you. Well, you're going to play it now, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you changing vials or not?
Yes.
You are.
I will use a tiny vial called par-dessus de viol, which is the size of a violin.
Okay.
Yes.
Lovely. Well, you gain liberated from its cage. The bass vial sits there accusingly with its sort of beautiful decorations of birds. They knew what they were doing, really, people at that time. They knew we needed visual excitement as well as the delights of hearing. And they're there just making sure. Sounds good. Thank you. Lovely. Hugo Mafein, it's called James Oswald, who, of course, is around mid-18th century in London. And that's from the latest album from La Rufeuse, which is London circa 1740. The whole thing is Thuga Marfein, Asauri Lin. We brought the summer with us, and it's a slightly damp Celtic one. But anyway, beautifully played. You get the tristesse. You really get the... Why specifically, both of you, 1740, circa 1740? What was so important about that date?
Oh, it's a series. We started some years ago, and the first CD was 17, and then 1720. Now we've got this 1740, and the next and last one will be 1760, and then we will stop because society and instruments change a lot, and so there's no place for ciabatta or gomba. Well, gomba, well, not really.
Yeah, not really. Okay, well, there'll be a black border around the age of 1760, but luckily we appreciate the sounds now, and I think people do appreciate. I know you're trying to get more people interested in Orléans, but I would have thought in France there's great interest in this music. Is there not, Benjamin?
Yes, obviously.
Well, I wish there could be more interest in English music in France.
Yes, but...
You know, in France people know John Dowland, Henry Purcell, Handel, but
yes.
the purpose of that series was to show that behind Handel and Purcell there are many more composers.
Well, you know, you introduced us to one earlier on, actually, with your Handel's flautist. I'm afraid I really hadn't really heard about him either. But, you know, so there you are. Your educational banner is still flying high.
thanks.
Good luck tomorrow. The Wind will arrive in time for the concert of the French Institute tomorrow at 7 o'clock. What are you going to play to finish? Debussy, tell us about him.
Yes, it's called Pourquoi doux rossignol?
Okay, Why Sweet Nightingale?
Yes, and it was an air for singers at the beginning. And then in the 18th century, a traverso player, Michel Blavet, rewrote a version for two tribal instruments that we will play tomorrow at the French Institute. But tonight, there's only the two of us, so you will have the first version, the version for singers, with the viol. I won't sing, I think.
Oh, well, no. Please do. I'm sure it will resonate. We might get some Scottish mist. Who knows? We might. Well, thank you. We're not shortchanged because together you sound absolutely wonderful. Is it the small...
Yes, the small viol. Yeah, you see, it's tiny.
It is tiny. It's smaller than a violin. And, well, it's a child-sized
between
violin.
Your legs, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a wonderful carved head at the top.
Yes, that's right. It's a copy of a French instrument.
Ah, I see. It could be one of the missing people we're looking for. It could be Le Troyeur, who knows?
Yeah, maybe. That's like the
that. Thank you. I'll let you go just back across the floor to bring your sweet resonance to us. Pourquoi doux rossignol? Why sweet nightingale? Basically, do you wake me up too early in the morning? You'll all identify with that. Music by Jean-Baptiste Bousset and played live for us in the studio by Florence Bolton and Benjamin Perrault. thank you so much to Bousset's Pourquoi du Rossignol, played by Florence Bolton and Benjamin Perrault from La Rêveuse. And the birds will fly in for Birdsong tomorrow in time for the performance at the French Institute in London at 7 o'clock. Their latest album is at Harmonia Mundi label, and it's London circa 1740. Handel's Musicians, and it is an eye opener. Thank you so much. Come back soon. And
thank you.
I still want to be in the opera bus. That's got on my list of desires. But you're listening to a tune here on BBC Radio 3. It's about, what time is it? About 18 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock.